Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Phil Chambers from What Culture, and we are here with some late breaking news here on Friday afternoon with Triple H announcing his retirement from wrestling. He appeared on Stephen A. Smith's First Take on ESPN to make this announcement, and well, the announcement is only really scratching the surface of what a journey he has been through recently. Obviously, yeah. Reported his, I think it was cardiac event was the correct terminology to use many, many moons ago. And there's been sort of speculation around it. I think all of us here at What Culture always said, I don't think they're going to put him on Mania, for example.
Yeah.
It seems a lot more serious than people seem to think, despite how, you know, in shape he appeared to be. And yeah, well, this incredible story about what happened to him has just come to light through this interview with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN's First Take. Some of the notes that you may have seen doing the rounds already on social media, just truly jaw-dropping stuff. Triple H had viral pneumonia. He had inflamed lungs that got worse day by day whilst he was at home. He started coughing up blood. He got checked by doctors. And he had fluid in his lungs and around his heart. He got chest tested with the EKG and an electrocardiogram. And his ejection fraction, which is the measurement of the percentage of blood leaving your heart each time it contracts, which is supposed to be around 55% to 60%. That was down to 30%. By the time he got to hospital, it was down to 22% and then 12% before surgery as he was experiencing heart failure. Tripp said, I was at the 1 yard line of where you don't want to be. And I mean, he's very honest in this interview. He's saying that he basically thought it was over and wondered if he ever wake up from having these procedures. He got choked up thinking about his daughters. He said, that's tough to swallow. It makes you think differently about life. It doesn't make you any less driven for the things that you do, but it certainly makes you appreciate the things that you have more. And then he said, I'm done. I will never wrestle again. And he still, Phil, has a defibrillator in his chest and is still recovering. I think when we didn't hear anything for quite some time after that cardiac event, I think we all kind of knew it was a lot worse. I mean, the cardiac event's bad enough, but a lot worse than even the most optimistic of fans would have hoped for. But yeah, just terrifying, this story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sobering news. He's like, throughout the interview, it's just a clip of the interview that's up, but it's up on Reddit now if you wanted to go and watch it. The full interview is going to be coming up later on today on ESPN. So in the clip that is up there, he's really emotional, obviously, talking about it. It's obviously quite a personal thing that's happened to him, and a terrifying thing that's happened to him. And so he has to take a few moments to get his thoughts together before he continues speaking and things. So it's something that's hugely impacted his life, and the way he was talking about how this affected his like daughters, like seeing him in the hospital and things, and that as soon as you go through something like this where you're like, it's very close to heart failure, by the way he's putting it. It puts things into perspective and the bigger picture there of maybe like wrestling isn't the only thing in life. You've got family and your daughters and things, the more important things going on. So yeah, it's 100% stepping down from wrestling, according to Triple H in the interview. No word on his like executive role WWE yet. All of the clip that they put up kind of teases that they may go into more stuff like that. Apparently there's a lot more info that will come out in the longer form interview that'll be out later on today as well. This is just sort of the cliff notes of something, a sneak peek that we've got.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we'll bring you an update on that on tomorrow's news with yourself and Gareth as we find out more details on this.
Yes.
Like you say, this isn't just a question over whether or not his in-ring career is over, and what a glittering career it was, of course. I'm sure there will be tributes paid to him across the wrestling business.
Yep.
But yeah, like you say, there's a whole lot more questions now. I mean, this is what his first public appearance in a long, long time. I mean, the last time
we saw that little clip of them at the building,
walking around with
a hard hat on, and that's all we've seen of him since this happened. Which again goes to show how serious it was that he just went completely out of the spotlight, out of the public eye.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speculate too much. I don't think he's going to be, let's say, making an appearance even over WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, say, if he's talking about, you know, defibrillator in his chest, still recovering. I think he's just, as everyone should really in that sort of situation, just taking it day by day, step by step, and not rushing himself back. But it's weird, isn't it? It was one of those ones where, you know, he clearly winding down his career. I mean, his last wrestling match officially was actually a WWE live show in Tokyo, Japan, where he tagged with Shinsuke Nakamura defeating Robert Roode and Samoa Joe. Last televised match was, of course, at Super Showdown in 2019, facing Randy Orton. And the match before that was the one we were at, WrestleMania 35, No Holds Barred with Batista. He was, you know, very much coming out sporadically at best with WWE.
Yeah.
But even so, I think there was some people, even after the cardiac event news, that were holding out a hope for a farewell match or even some sort of NXT match that was always seemingly being speculated upon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where it's another situation in wrestling where you kind of want someone to step down on their own terms,
yeah,
and like do it when they're ready to step down from the ring and have that one sort of farewell, goodbye match. And it's another time though, it's been taken away from someone. But in the grand scheme of things, like we say, other things are much more important.
Indeed.
Than just getting a last wrestling match, and the fact that he is alive and doing well, it seems, at least, or well enough to be doing interviews on TV and things, is a promising sign for the future. And he just wants to spend more time with his family, which is 100% understandable.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. He references, or I think Stephen A. Smith possibly references, how important Stephanie has been to him. And, you know, whatever your opinion of Trips, of Steph, of the McMahons, whatever, this is a human being with a family who's been through a horrible time of it over the last, few months, basically. And I think... as much as I would love to him to have that farewell match that we always sort of put up there as like a, head off into the sunset with this lovely moment with the fans, it's just the cruel nature of the industry that sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most people before this happened kind of expected him to just be one of those guys that kind of just crops up every now and then. And like a WrestleMania will come around and like every couple of years or something he'll do something out.
Yeah.
And just keep going. Like he felt like a guy that was maybe going to do like a Sting and like just not retire.
Just
keep going whenever he felt like it. There was nothing.
Nothing seemed to stop him. He tears quads off the bone or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Every match looking goddamn ripped.
Finish the bloody match, let alone, and then recover. And then, like, I'm trying to think now immediately of, like, what's some of my favourite Triple H moments, and I just go to that Madison Square Garden moment. It's just, it's one of the defining moments of his career.
Yeah.
You know, he was an integral part of the Attitude Era, and his influence certainly on WWE. Like we say, we don't know what's going to happen with him next in terms of his responsibilities within WWE, but his role in forming what NXT became can never be understated.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my favourite match of all time is Triple H versus Cactus Jack at the Royal Rumble in Madison Square Garden. My favourite storyline of all time is that specific storyline of Mankind taking his shirt off, saying he's not ready to face him, and Triple H selling it like he's absolutely seen a ghost, and it's like just the best sell moment for something that's could be very ridiculous. It's just a dude taking off his shirt, but Triple H sold that to me when I was a kid watching it, and when I was like, oh my god, Cactus Jack is gonna murder this guy.
Yeah.
So that was my favourite thing in all of wrestling, and it always will be.
Yes, so just to conclude, I suppose our thoughts go out to Triple H, to his friends and his family, and we wish him well in the recovery through all this. But just to reiterate, Triple H announcing on ESPN's First Take with Stephen A. Smith, he is retiring immediately from wrestling following what happened in and around this cardiac event that we reported on months ago. I can't remember exactly when it was. It's been a long time. But yes, do let us know your thoughts on this and your favourite memories of Triple H in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. But for now, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.